The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good 7:01 in the morning Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hours. Thank you so much for joining us here on our Hump Day Edition. Let's see, what do we got going on this week? Free shipping on all orders $100 or more at the Power Mall. Miracle Skin Products, 10% off this week. Of course, we had Ron Sally on the show yesterday to inform you as to exactly what these products do. The Helon and the Lamb Cream, boy, they are awesome. Have them here, going through them. We also have the Real Anthony Fauci book, 20% off this week. I'm excited about today's show. I really am. And the thing is when you have shows like what we're going to do today, you understand that there's a reason why we have this coffee mug here. Yeah. So you notice the mug. We have two mugs. One is the one behind the mug. For those of you watching it on camera, it says knowledge is power. And there's Joyce Riley, our founder, right, with the Constitution right there. And there's the Power Hour logo. Power Hour logo right there. Yep, see, both sides of the mug occupied. Yep, it's occupied in my hot little hand right here. And it could be in your hot little hand with hot coffee in it in the mornings. If you donate $100 or more to us, we'll ship it to you free. You can celebrate Joyce and have coffee with us in the morning. Some of you drink coffee, some drink tea, some drink water. I don't know. Put water in the mug. I don't care. At least you got Joyce there with you. Let's see what else is going on here. Besides the newsletters at the Power Mall and the Power Hour, these are absolutely free. We're also on Substack as well, the Power Hour is. And, of course, a big shout-out. We continue to do this because we have WBGS Radio 1610 AM, Christian Radio in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're now airing live from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. And, of course, WKDW 97.5 FM, Northport, Florida, which I am on the board of directors of. It is a community radio station at kdwradio.com. They're a nonprofit. You donate there, okay? kdwradio.com, hit the donate button. For those of you who are interested in supporting community radio, they probably produce more content than most radio stations. I think they got like 48 locally originated programs, believe it or not. Yeah, they're very, very heavily community supported. And, of course, if you are a radio station listening to the show and you want to have the Power Hour on, like WBGS Radio, that's, you know, you email us, support@thepowerhour.com. And, of course, if you have a local news talk station and you're listening to us on shortwave or any other program whatsoever, you might even be listening to us on the internet and you think, you know what, I got a news talk station in my market that should be carrying this. You call up the program director and have a chat. Tell him to get in touch with us and we'll get him hooked up, right? Big shout out also to those of you listening on WWCR Shortwave, Worldwide Christian Radio, 7.490. And of course, you're listening to us on the Rents Radio Network as well. Wow, we're all over the place. Those of you who want to contribute directly to WWCR in the form of a check, put the Power Hour in the memo line so the check is credited to the right account. You can donate directly to WWCR to help keep our shortwave on. And mail it to WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And, of course, if you miss that address, you can always listen to the archives, and we'll give it to you there. All right? That easy. Now, the reason I'm excited about today's show is we're going to do news and open lines this hour. But next hour, oh, we got a doozy for you. Do you remember the convoy up in Canada? Oh, if you don't, well, you will by the time we get done. Tamara Leach is going to be on the show. She's got a new book out, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy. And Rebel News put this out, and she is going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Tamara Leach. Oh, man, I'm getting excited about this. And even better, at the 8:30 block of our show in Central Time, Dr. Naomi Wolf will be on the show with us. And you're all thinking, well, she's one of them Democrats. Yeah, but she's a constitutionalist and a journalist. And her husband, by the way, is a private detective. And the War Room Daily Clout, which she is, they've analyzed Pfizer's documents, and she's finally come to the conclusion that everything that happened is with Pfizer and the jab and everything is a depopulation agenda as evidenced by its own documents. She has come to the conclusion. I got to talk to her. And, you know, what took you so long? You know, we've been saying it forever and a day and everybody knows it. But the thing is now she's got evidence, you know, and see, this is really sad. I talked to a retired attorney last night. Won't mention what liberal city he lives in. But his comment to me was, when we got into the subject of the discussion of the jab, well, if the CDC, whatever they say, I agree with, because that's the science. And, you know, I don't like anecdotal evidence. You know, you have to have the facts. You have to have the data and the CDC. And I'm like, I got to change the subject. I'm getting really frustrated. You see, this is how. When you get people out there that you are talking to that literally throw up the blinders, And do the old, for those of you who are watching, you know, the cross, you know, like they do on The Exorcist, you know, with a cross. The power of Christ compels you. Throw the holy water, you know. You know, when you are talking to somebody like that, that you are literally talking to a wall, you got to change the subject. You are not going to do anything to convince them, especially when they start acting like Dr. Anthony Fauci. You attack me, you attack the science. See, it's all about the science with some of these people. They don't get it. It's like, you know, when did you become a liberal attorney? Wait a minute. You've always been a liberal attorney. That's why you moved to a liberal city. Notoriously liberal, you know, but we still have a relationship. It doesn't mean we don't talk about stuff. He is an attorney. And so we do talk about various things in the legal profession, like foreclosure defense and the Uniform Commercial Code and all sorts of other good stuff. So understand that Dr. Naomi Wolf will be on to discuss all the new stuff that she's uncovered. Maybe there's stuff on there I haven't even heard of. We get to pick her brains for the last segment of our show today. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this. You can find us also on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon. That program will be there so you can actually see and hear what's going on. In today's top five stories, no, it's not the Supremes. Many U.S. and international brands, you know, we're in the middle of Pride Month. Oh, stop. Yeah, I know. I have to do that. I'm not making fun, just funny. Just like that thing with Howard Stern, you know. Make fun, not funny. I don't know if you ever watched that movie, Private Parts. Anyway, that you could see exactly what censorship is all about and how the mainstream media behaves. All right. Oh, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, we just found out, has now jumped into the GOP presidential race along with Chris Christie. My goodness, isn't this amazing how they're going to water down the entire system with all these different candidates who all want a shot at it? Because I guess they think that Trump's going to sink. Don't know. You know, the Trumpers out there are probably, you know, just again. But the Pride Month is taking the number one spot in our top five stories today. The business is the corporatism. Now, we're talking about mega brands such as Citi, Bank of America, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Pfizer have all changed their social media icons to Pride-themed logos. Even Microsoft has. And, of course, yesterday we told you a way that you can get that Pride flag off of your Microsoft 11, your Windows 11 banner. If you're tired of having that in your face, there's a way to get rid of it. Unfortunately, the thing is that despite a consumer backlash, all these firms are pushing this pro-transgenderism marketing. Oh, there's a market there for people who want to play dress up. God. I hate to say this, folks, but it's always been that way. And we didn't need DSM-4. We didn't need DSM-5. We didn't need any of that stuff to tell us that kind of thing wasn't going on. You know, if we didn't agree with it, here's the thing about the Word of God. Romans 1 has a lot of stuff in it that basically condemns that. Now, if you put your faith in the Word of God, you know, it also says to avoid people who cause you to stumble. So understand that, you know, we have to love everybody, even if we don't agree with what they do. Now, does that mean that we have to accept what they do? No, we don't. This is why we have word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Because, you know, when somebody is possessed and they're out there injecting themselves with puberty blockers and God knows what else, got news about that, too. Federal judge just negated part of Florida's new law. Is there people just, we're already on them. We can't stop taking them. Yeah, that's kind of the way it shaped up in this particular court case. It was a Clinton appointed judge. And of course, you know, LGBT inclusion in sports. Yep, Adidas, that's another one. Long celebrated Pride Month, offering its Love Unites collection. Yes, you could trade that in for what's behind door number 3. We have to get a little dramatic here. Yeah, we gotta lighten the load here, folks. I know that's a heavy. Yeah, it's a heavy because it's in your face. And it's like, look, you know, we already know it's satanic. We already know that at the end times that all this stuff is going to be hitting us in the face. And it's going to be a test. And there's going to be a falling away. It's called apostasis, the Greek word. Apostasy in English, falling away. They'll be led astray by false prophets and false gods. Well, we, you know, the Bible told you it was coming. So understand that, you know, we're spiritual here. You know, religion, that's another word for snooze button. Spiritual, whole different story. Congresswoman Luna, Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, alleged that the FBI doesn't want to give the paper that the, you know, Comey, or the guy from Kentucky, the senator from Kentucky, Comer, yeah, he wants that paper. He wants that report that the whistleblower tipped everybody off on in the House Oversight Committee. And Anna Paulina Luna of Florida is saying that this is a problem. The FBI doesn't want to cough it up because they're afraid that the informant who is accusing President Biden of a criminal bribery scheme is going to be offed. Will be killed, in quotes, is what she said. And of course, the FBI has said, according to her, just left meeting for House oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family, she tweeted. Later, she told Fox News the FBI's concerns were alarming and scary. Anybody comes forward to get rid of the deep state and all of it. See, when you start peeling away the onion, you can't help but cry because onions, you know, if you're sitting there peeling an onion, you know what happens? You start tearing up, right? And if you're really sensitive to onions, you start crying. And of course, I had to put something in there from the Rutherford Institute, ruled by decree, the emergency state's plot to override the Constitution. This is the reflection by John Whitehead on what Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch characterized as the greatest intrusions on civil liberties in peacetime history of this country. Peacetime history? Justice Gorsuch, have you been to the border lately? Yeah. See, the case is Arizona versus Mayorkas, a case that challenged whether the government could continue to use its pandemic powers even after declaring the public health emergency over. Well, if it's over, then why do you continue to suppress our civil liberties? Because absolute power corrupts absolutely, and when they get power, they get a snoot full of that power. They don't want to let go of it. It's one of the reasons why we have these discussions, folks. to examine what's going on in D.C., which badly needs an enema. So next time you do your constitutional flush twice, it's a long way to Washington. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody has scored yet another win in her legal battle with the Biden administration over its policy of allowing the mass release of illegal immigrants into the interior of the U.S. Oh, they're coming. The immigrants are coming. The immigrants are coming. Yeah, Paul Revere could get on his horse and ride around today. He wouldn't get very far. I mean, not that far, that fast, you know. If you know anything about history and the ride of infamous ride of Paul Revere, you know, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow actually wrote a poem about it. And of course, they tried to dilute that. Yeah. They, meaning the left, have tried to dilute history in this country. The policy the Biden administration put forward allowed federal authorities to release illegal immigrants into the country without a court date. Parole with conditions. Yeah. No, can't have that. Judge ruled, sorry, got to have a court date. There is an injunction there that's been kept in place now. The CDC, you know, your friends and mine that have this propensity to not tell the whole truth. Now, they're not under oath. They're an agency, for crying out loud, that gets paid very well with our tax dollars to lie to us. I mean, tell it what it is. They're now claiming a virus outbreak on a cruise ship leaves over 150 passengers sick. Then, of course, the story is that more than 175 people were sickened with norovirus during a recent Celebrity Cruises Summit cruise to Bermuda. Now, for those of you who do not know what norovirus is, it's a stomach virus. And 152 passengers and 25 crew members suffered from it. They exhibited typical norovirus symptoms, including diarrhea, abdominal cramps, vomiting, and headaches. It's a gastrointestinal illness. And, of course, whether they're active or not, this is what the CDC said, they're all symptomatic. And what causes it normally is eating contaminated food. It goes in conjunction with E. coli in most cases. I know people that have been afflicted with it, both E. coli and norovirus. You ate something. Yeah, I could just see them now. I just got off a cruise. Really? And you can't come into work? No, it must have been the shrimp. Oh, well, go ahead and take the rest of the week off. Yeah, it takes a while to get over the norovirus, believe it or not, unless you are actually doing the right thing. Norovirus is a parasite, hint, hint. In world news, statistics provided by the U.S. Department of Defense in 2003 outlined there were about 725 American military bases positioned that year overseas in 38 countries, including the presence of 100,000 American soldiers in Europe. A decade later, there was an increase to 750 U.S. military bases in existence globally, including 1.4 million American troops on active duty. Why are they all over the world instead of here? Well, we can't have them here. We're being invaded. Yeah, we can't have that here. All the powers that be don't want them here. No, they want them stationed all over the world. And I mean, we're talking about $7.2 trillion in U.S. nuclear weapons expenditure since Hiroshima and Nagasaki were detonated. Wow. Just so you know. They're all over there because the arguendo is they don't want everybody coming over here to fight. I really think that it's going to be in our face at some point in time. Because when you pull your military away, then this thing about general welfare? Nope. Not protecting our southern border, that's for sure. You're letting everybody and his brother come in here, including convicted criminals and people who are wanted for committing crime, especially murder, the most heinous of them all. You can sit there and scream, thou shalt not kill, at all of these illegals coming across the border. You really think they care? Un momento, por favor. No, they don't care. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, said it's going to take up the European Union's digital COVID-19 vaccine passport framework as part of a new global network of digital health certificates. Oh, wow. So that means that whatever you have here on your little smartphone, yeah, whatever you have on there, you're going to have a digital ID. If the World Health Organization has its way, as far as vaccine passports, you won't be able to travel from country to country within the EU. And maybe if World Health Organization gets a hold of it, you won't be able to travel anywhere. Well, God forbid, they would stop you from taking a vacation, getting in your car, and driving from one United States state to another without being stopped at the border and asked, where's your digital health certificate? You really want that kind of stuff going on here in America? Better start speaking up. Autopsies in South Korea. Why do we have to always go to, you know, here's the thing. We always have to go outside the country to get the truth. Some sudden deaths were caused by COVID-19 vaccines, autopsies have confirmed, South Korean authorities said after reviewing the autopsies. Vaccine-related myocarditis was the only possible cause of death, according to Dr. Ki Hoon Kim of the Chonam National University Hospital. And this according to other South Korean researchers. That's what they said. 8 people who died suddenly after receiving a messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccine died due to a type of vaccine-induced heart inflammation called myocarditis. And we've already said all this, right? Just like they said on the Argument Clinic and Monty Python. I told you. In U.S. news, for you snooze, come on, wake up, come on, 21 minutes after the hour, mass shooting at high school graduation in Virginia leaves 2 dead, multiple people injured. Man armed with 4 handguns opened fire at a park, Monroe Park, outside the Altria Theater in Richmond, Virginia yesterday. This is post-graduation. They're all out celebrating, and he decides he's going to shoot the place up. Wow. Amazing how that works. Can't go anywhere without risk of, you know, and where were the people? You see, this is the thing about arming yourself and concealed carry and all the other, you know, I mean, there are issues in our Second Amendment portfolio today. If you're getting our email blast, which you should, because then you can read all about it. Tucker Carlson launched his new Twitter show last night. I got a copy of it. Came right into my Twitter. And it's like, Tucker Carlson here on. Yeah. And I slowly reminded him, hey, you need to stop using the word democracy and substitute that with constitutional republic and get with the real truth here. I get what you are saying. He basically said, as of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we're grateful to be here. And the show has been called Tucker on Twitter. He'll be back on the platform with much more very soon, as soon as he can produce it. Well, Tucker on Twitter. Yeah, if you're on Twitter, you might want to remind him, hey, Tucker, why don't you really tell the whole truth and quit using the word democracy? Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said Fox News barred content that reflected negatively on vaccines to appease its big money advertisers in the pharmaceutical industry. We knew that. I mean, if you look at all the big pharma commercials that run on all the major networks, man, they're every time they go to commercial break, there's something there about, if you have a condition, talk to your doctor about, then insert name of drug. And then of course they put the, they put the chemical name of the drug in there or whatever they want to call the scientific name for the drug. And if they end up with Umab or Umab, U-M-A-B, you can betcha that there is some sort of DNA-altering drug in it, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits. She warned me about that 2 years ago when we were in conversation. So, you know, vaccine content, gotta love that. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to rehear a case of a woman named Monica Toth. She is 82 years old. She's embroiled in a battle with the Internal Revenue Service. And as you know, the Supreme Court, the nation's high court, gets thousands of cases each year. It denies a majority of them. In January, the high court turned away Toth's appeal over a $2.1 million penalty the IRS imposed on her after she failed to report a foreign bank account. Wow. On Monday, the Supreme Court again turned away her case. Gorsuch wrote, "The petition for rehearing is denied." Judge Gorsuch would grant the petition for rehearing. It means the lower court ruling will stand. Toth will have to pay the penalty. Toth had argued the IRS violated the Eighth Amendment, which bars cruel and unusual punishments and excessive fees. For those of you who think that we've made some inroads into gender modification surgeries, potentially thousands of Texas children seeking to change their gender identity are not going to have access to puberty blocker, sterilization, and permanently disfiguring gender transition surgeries in the state under a new law recently signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Senate Bill 14 is the bill, making the Lone Star State the most populous state to prohibit sex change treatments for kids. The new law stands to be a major roadblock for advocates of sexual transitioning. Wow. Oh, goodness. Former intelligence official is saying that Congress is being kept in the dark about non-human aircraft. Imagine, if you will, submitted for your approval. Hey, I had to do a little bit of that this morning. David Grush, 36, decorated combat officer in Afghanistan. He's a former intel officer with the National Geospatial Intel Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office, has now told his story to the Debrief and News Nation about classified information on the craft to Congress. He's filed a complaint alleging he suffered from retaliation since becoming a whistleblower about UFOs. Yep, well, you know, got a good attorney, gonna need one. By the way, I told you about the Florida law that a federal judge, a Clinton appointee, is proclaiming that gender identity is real. Well, he must read the DSM-4 and DSM-5, partially blocks Florida's restriction on gender-affirming care for minors. Governor DeSantis signed a bill into law that restricts gender-affirming care for kids, among other things. And, of course, the judge blocked some of the new state restrictions for three transgender kids whose families have challenged them. Amazing how that works. All you got to do is file a lawsuit. We'll be back with more news, maybe an occasional phone call or two, here on the Power Hour after these messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, for those of you dialing in, 844-769-2944. If you are listening to the show right now during our time slot, Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Coming out of the gate, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Moving right along here, making it work.
Very good. Always good to talk to you. Always good to listen to your show. I want to give a special plug. I believe yesterday was the 79th anniversary of D-Day. I would like to give a shout to all the families that have relatives that possibly passed away in that conflict, and all the veterans in general. I want to give a special shout. And, these people have got to be, if they knew what was going on right now, the ones that are gone with this country, they have got to be turning in their graves, Dave.
Agreed. Sad, but true.
To put your life out on the line like that and then see this country going like this is absolutely, it just blows the mind. But I wanted to also say that, thank God that there's a few people out there like yourself who are putting the truth out there. And, it says that in the last days that most people would be under the strong delusion right now. And that is exactly what's going on, to start believing lies rather than the truth, absolutely everywhere. And it's like they have eyes to see and no eyes to see and no ears to hear. It's absolutely incredible.
Yep, it is. And you know what's really sad is the Daily Signal, which is an offshoot of the Heritage Foundation, which, of course, is an offshoot of the Tavistock Institute. a gay fifth grade teacher in Glendale, California. He's 25-year veteran teacher Ray Shelton. Just went in front of the Glendale Unified School District Board wearing a T-shirt that read, "Make Biology Great Again." I mean, seriously, he gave them the lecture of a lifetime as far as, you know, gender confusion, gender delusion, or deep psychological disorders, no caring professional or loving parent would ever support chemical poisoning or surgical mutilation of a child's genitalia. See, this is the thing. When you get people like that, and they suspended him for speaking out against transgenderism, and he's gay. Wow. See, this is like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. They suspended him. They suspended him. But hey, here's one for you, Dave. I found out that I love Chick-fil-A. And I found out that Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays. You know, they were supposedly been a Christian-oriented business for the longest time. I found out that they are going woke, and I found out that they have some kind of department that they made there, a gender-inclusive department or something there, that they now are promoting this stuff. I found that out, Dave. I'm telling you what, I feel like calling down to Atlanta and just getting on there and just venting. I mean, this is supposed to be a Christian oriented restaurant. I mean, this is like the ultimate hypocrisy getting put right in your face.
Well, the thing is, Jeff, is that, you know, Chick-fil-A now has a whole new meaning. They should just add a K to that, Chick-fil-A, as in boys who want to be girls, new Chick-fil-A. I'm sure that there's a lot of deviants out there that would just love to have a piece of that. But, you know, unfortunately, this is the thing. When you've got news organizations or Gallup, you ever heard of Gallup? This is a news poll that they found out that more than 7 in 10 Americans support same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage, it's always the same sex. Now, this is a joke, okay? This is a month before the U.S. Supreme Court's Obergefell versus Hodges decision, right? This is what it all stems from. The Gallup organization decided to go out and conduct a poll, and I want to know, as far as the 70% mark, which it reached for the first time, and you were talking about the apostasy and people suffering from delusion, I'm wondering where they found the 70%. Did they just kind of like look for all the liberal phone numbers and call them? I mean, we don't know anything about this. This is why these polls, I mean, you can't disregard them. You've got to analyze them. What do you think about that?
70%. Yeah, that's a very good point. You don't know who they're calling it exactly. You don't know. That's the truth. But hey, listen, Dave, listen, I heard something, and I've read this before, you know, people are promoting this same-sex marriage and going along with this stuff and going along. Some of these churches are going along with this stuff and this and that. I mean, all you have to do is go to the book of Leviticus. It says that a woman cannot lay down with a woman. A man cannot lay down with a man. And if you do, you're worthy of death. Well, I mean, it says it right there. I mean, how much more? And then if you have that mindset or you quote that, they're like ready. They're all up in arms. And that's where we are. It's absolute. I mean, these people are delusional. They're I don't know what other terms you want to put on them, but there it is right there. A man is not supposed to lay down with a man, and a woman is not supposed to lay down with a woman.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. The word for today. Romans 1 just further, you know, God handed him over to a reprobate mind. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. He's given him free will, given him every opportunity to turn their life around. They don't want to do it. So they get to pay the consequence when it all comes down. Appreciate your phone call this morning, Jeff. God bless you, man. I'm glad your heart's in the right place here. Believe it or not, in New York City, only in New York City could this happen. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene has put out a vending machine for addicts. Oh, my gosh. 24/7 access to life-saving harm reduction supplies, services for the underserved, providing them crack pipes, lip balm, Narcan, hygiene kits, safe sex kits, or safer sex kits, according to the New York Post. Oh, wow. Yeah, overdose crisis going on. So, hey, let's put out a, yeah, let's make sure everybody's got naloxone, which is Narcan. Let's make sure everybody's got some of that so we can continue to abuse drugs. Sounds like a winner to me. Well, just keep shooting yourself up with Narcan. Well, you know, see, if you overdose that much to where you can't get the Narcan in you in time, you're going to die. And the sad thing about it is we have so many people out there, mostly homeless, that, you know, basically they have nothing better to do than shoot up or smoke crack. And then, oh, well, I got to have a fix. I got to get more. And then they commit crime to do it. This has been going on for a long time, folks. And now we're catering to it. Rather than just cleaning up the streets, which is what New York City should be doing. No, they're not doing that. Merck, by the way, you know, the drug manufacturer Merck, they've sued over the new Medicare drug pricing powers. See, the big pharma, they get a little perturbed when you start giving Medicare the ability to negotiate drug prices under the Inflation Reduction Act, calling it a provision a sham. You see, when it doesn't benefit them, then they get upset. Yep, the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program gives Medicare, for the first time, the ability to directly negotiate drug prices with manufacturers, and Merck is like, nah, they don't like it. My God. Like I said, when it doesn't benefit them, this is what happens. They complain about it. But see, turn on your mainstream media TV and every single commercial break has a big pharma ad in there as long as they keep pimping their wares, said Simple Simon to the pieman. Yep. Second Amendment, gun-free signs, an affront to logic and the Constitution. Yeah, it's an article put out about gun owners who exercise their right to carry and them running into a gun-free zone sign. Whether they're running errands, picking up the kids, dropping something off at city or county offices, grabbing a bite to eat, or maybe just walking down the street, they're confronted with a sign that says gun-free zone, no firearms here. Sometimes the sign is there as a matter of law. Other times as a means to signal unreasoned progressive virtue. As if intended merely as an insult to gun owners, such signs are rarely accompanied by any further security measures indicative of entry into a sensitive location. This is what I've said before. We're law-abiding gun owners. We are faced with a choice. Forgo your fundamental right to self-defense or find an alternative way to go about your business by avoiding these locations altogether, patronizing businesses that allow you to carry them in. Now, I will bring up Lauren Boebert here. Yes, you know, the congresswoman from Colorado's 3rd District. Yeah. She's very short in size, but she packs a punch. She is not only a Second Amendment advocate, but she has a website called shootersgrill.com. And in her restaurant, all the waitresses, tank-topping, cut-off-wearing waitresses that serve burgers and stuff that, you know, I don't know, they've had some crazy reviews about their food, but the police chief in Rifle, Colorado, where this business is located, absolutely loves the restaurant because all the waitresses there are packing heat and they all go out and they target practice. Police chief's like, man, it's probably the safest place in town. Nobody's going to come in there and try and rob that place. Nope. That's one of those businesses that advocates Second Amendment, and everybody in the restaurant that comes in there to eat, which is why they're busy, love the fact that the waitresses are packing heat. I've just given you the one end of the equation. Now we go to the other end of the equation, which is the effects of gun-free zones, just like Uvalde. You put a sign up that says gun-free zone, and what does that tell the would-be criminal? What does that tell somebody like Audrey Hale? Ooh, I can go here. I can shoot this place up because nobody has guns. It's a gun-free zone. They have no way of defending themselves, so I got the upper hand. You see, if there was a sign up there that says, you come in our school with a weapon, we're going to shoot you. If that were the case, Well, just imagine how many mass shootings in schools would occur then. I highly doubt you'd see many at all. But this is our sense of things. Got to move on to economy and business here at 44 minutes after the hour. Congressman Alex Mooney of West Virginia, he's running for Senate in that state, is the latest to join a growing chorus of Republican lawmakers that want to block CBDCs from being issued in the U.S., and he has sponsored a bill in the House calling for something called the Digital Dollar Pilot Prevention Act, which aims to prevent the Federal Reserve from launching the pilot program that would test the operability of a central bank digital currency in the U.S. financial system. The move would stop the development of the CBDC in its tracks if passed. Now, this is Fox Business reporting this. Anti-CBDC legislation is nothing new. Mooney's bill attempts to close the pilot program loophole that could allow the Fed to implement a test run of it without the consent of Congress. No. You see, Title 12 and Title 31, for those of you that read the codes out there, banks and banking, yeah. The thing, if they want to, they've already gone to like electronic signatures through UEDA, the Uniform Electronic Transfers Act. They're moving toward this electronic age and technology. And I think a lot of people in Congress have woken up to the fact, or awakened to the fact, that if you can put a digital currency into place, the next step is cashless society. The next step is complete control of the individual. Because we have all been basically trained to be concerned with our toil and our next meal, and it doesn't happen without money. You can't go to the store without some sort of credit. You can't, I mean, you would go into the grocery store and just stand there and watch people check out. Watch how many people pull out credit and debit cards and run them through the swiper. Yep. Watch that and then say, okay, this is one of the reasons why the Fed is going, look, everybody's doing it now. We'll just make it more convenient. And then they'll want to put a chip in your hand. And then, because of Elon Musk's new thing with the FDA where he can put chips in your brain, pretty soon you'll just be able to walk into a grocery store and just think, I think I'll pay my bill now. And all of a sudden the machine totals it all up and scans it, and it comes right out of your bank account because whatever thought was going on in your head now connected to that machine and your bill just got paid. Imagine that. This is what they're trying to achieve. This is what they want to do to us in our, this is pretty bad. Chris Licht is out at CNN. Boy, they just can't stop firing people over there, man. This liberal bunch over there, just, you know, they just so much controversy. They just can people. U.S. securities regulators have sued Coinbase, alleging the cryptocurrency's platform's failure to register as a securities exchange venue exposed investors to risk. This is what I mean about cryptocurrency, folks. This is why we have silver and gold. This is why people need to start investing in it. And if you are invested in mutual funds, man, I'm telling you, your financial advisor is making money and you are not. That's why I got out of the markets years ago. Won't go back. It only accounts for about 8%. It's a rich man's game out there. And if you want to play it, I mean, how many thousands of dollars have you spent learning how to trade in securities, you day traders out there? And you are playing up against some pretty big forces like Vanguard and BlackRock and all these people. Yeah, you're playing against them. And unless you got insider information, that's a risk that got, look what happened to Martha Stewart. She got time in prison for that. Of course, people like the Clintons, no, they don't get that kind of time. No, they can literally go out and manipulate, which they were accused of, manipulating the market so Hillary can invest in something because Bill says, we're going to investigate this outfit. Next thing you know, their stock drops. Hillary buys a puttload of it. And Bill says, well, we changed our mind. We're not going to. Stock goes back up. She cashes out and makes a puttload of money. That's the kind of stuff I'm alleging happened. Nobody wants to talk about, right? Anheuser-Busch, you know, woke Bud Light. They're facing a hefty fine and a series of mandatory safety reviews as part of a settlement with the US EPA for violations of federal requirements regarding the prevention of chemical accidents. Yep, $537,000 fine. Like, that's going to water up a duck's back, folks. This is, it's required to implement a comprehensive safety review at 11 of its breweries where a hazardous chemical called anhydrous ammonia is used. Yeah, enjoy your beer. Minnesota taxpayers, you got to love it. Hey, first off, you're paying. Remember yesterday we were telling you about the $500,000 you're going to have to pay for an inmate sex change? He wants to become a she, and he wants everything taken off. Yeah, lop it off. Give me vaginoplasty and give me breast, and I want to be a woman now. Wow. Yeah, we're going to have to rewrite that song. Was it Gary Puckett in the Union Gap wrote, you know? This girl is a woman now. They're going to have to rewrite that song. This man is a woman now. Wow. Now Minnesota taxpayers are going to get to subsidize free college tuition for illegal aliens. Yeah, you people up in the, you got Governor Tim Walz signed this law, this annual education funding measure signed late last month. That state taxpayers are going to foot the bill for free college tuition for families earning less than $80,000 a year at no cost to them. Wow. Don't you just love it? Where is the fairness in that, you liberal mindset? I'm telling you. Yeah, let's get the taxpayers to pay for all the illegal immigrants to get educated so we can knock them out of their job. Boy, this just makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? And see, this is one of the reasons why we can have this conversation about protectionism and one of the reasons why we need to start up our own businesses. Find a way to reinvent yourself. I know. I'm getting too old for this, Dave. I can't do this sort of thing. Well, yes, you can. It's called consulting. You can do it all the time. Yeah. And I am working on another court case where there's a foreclosure in process. And this is one of the first times that I have seen an allonge to a note that's actually dated. And I think that the guy that signed it works for a third-party document manufacturing plant. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I mean, we're talking about scamming at its finest. This guy and the people that ordered him to do this need to be in prison because they're actually manufacturing something you attach to the back end of a note in blank, an endorsement in blank, that gives anybody that holds that paper the right to come in and foreclose on a piece of property. And if that can be illicitly manufactured, I have never seen an allonge to a note that's actually got a date on it. Oh, yeah, there's the date of when the note was taken out, but an actual date of when the allonge was signed, never seen it, not in my history. And I've audited tons of these documents and never seen one until now. Wow. Oh, I want to go get this guy. I really do. I want to have the attorneys go get this guy and put him in a deposition and just rip him a new one. We'll get to the bottom of this. Yep. The FBI now is warning that there's an increased use of AI-generated deepfakes to generate phony videos for use in sextortion schemes that attempt to harass minors and non-consenting adults or coercing him into paying ransoms or complying with other demands, or we're going to put out this porn with your picture in it. Yeah, you're always going to become a porn star and we're going to wreck your marriage. I mean, this is what they do. Yep, they send sexually explicit images. Yeah. That's right. To your loved ones. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Now you know why Congress is, they've written books about this, right? Two decades after NASA, China and Europe are eyeing commercial cargo plans. They're issuing the space agencies in Europe and China are issuing a call for private companies to develop the capability to deliver cargo to space stations in low Earth orbit. Gee, I wonder what kind of commercial cargo they're talking about. Yeah. Okay. There's that break music again, which means we're going to get into the next hour with Tamara Leach from the Freedom Convoy, hopefully, after this break. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us in this segment. We'll be back for another exciting hour of the Power Hour after these messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.